From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. When the housing market collapsed in South Florida, many homeowners who lost their homes became renters. WLRN reporter Christine DiMatte tells us the region's blazing hot rental market is making this a profitable place for part-time landlords.
Real estate website Zillow.com rates South Florida the second best market in the country for landlords who don't rely on tenants for primary income. The average monthly profit is $515, right behind Oklahoma City at $536. Zillow economist Skylar Olson predicts pretty decent long-term profits for homeowners who turn their homes into rentals instead of selling them when they move.
We're looking at short-term plus adding the fact that your home value is appreciating, so including that equity. So if you're going to be a mom-and-pop landlord for the next 6 years, we would expect that you would make around $2,000 a month once you sold your home.
Since June of last year, residential rents in the Tri-County area have jumped 5.8%. That's well above the national rate of 2.5%. Zillow says the demand for rentals in South Florida is fueled partly by a housing crash that forced many homeowners into foreclosure and made them reluctant to buy again. Other factors are limited for-sale inventory due to underwater homes and millennials who have decided to put off buying a house for a while. I'm Christine DiMatte in Miami.
Yesterday, two South Florida residents became possibly the first humans ever bitten by an American crocodile. Officials say Alejandro Jimenez of Doral and Lisette Rendon of Miami were swimming in a canal early Monday morning when they were attacked. Rendon was released from the hospital the same day. Jimenez remains for treatment. Neither have life-threatening injuries. Authorities say they will relocate the reptile once it's found, but they're warning people crocodiles are most active from dusk to dawn. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.